We only have a few minutes left, but people have been calling for the last 20 minutes. I think they want to talk to you. 212-209-2900 to talk to Ruth Kaplan or Sandra Steingraber. We've been talking about bottled water and the plastic it comes in. You have to turn your radio down.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Would you talk a little bit about distilled water, please, if how good that is for you?
Well, I can speak to it from a kind of, again, from an ecological point of view. It requires tremendous amounts of energy to distill water. So, it's not in the long term a sustainable practice for us as a society. There may be cases where, for certain individuals who have immune compromise, would be an important route to go. But I see distilled water as a kind of an individual medical issue rather than the solution to our problem.
212-209-2900, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I just had a question about what the solution might be. If you're not drinking bottled water anymore, what do you drink?
Well, you can certainly, if you're concerned about the quality of your municipal water, why, you can use a filter.
And using a filter costs a lot less than buying bottles and bottles and bottles of plastic water.
That's right. That's right.
So it's actually a relatively simple solution, filtering instead of buying somebody else's water. 209-2900, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was cut off. I was asking the question, what is the solution? If you don't drink bottled water and we're not able to drink tap water, really, what's the solution? What do we drink?
Well, why are you feeling like you can't drink your tap water? Has someone told you that you can't?
Well, you know, in certain areas in New Jersey, the water is just not good.
Well, I grew up in New Jersey, in East Orange and Madison. I guess I always did drink the tap water. But if you're concerned about it, again, you can buy a filter and you can put it either on your tap or you can put it on the pipes that bring the water into the house and filter all of the water coming into your house. That will take, and you can also go to Consumer Reports and find out which filters take out which contaminants. And some of the filters are very, very effective. I was surprised even the Brita filters take out quite a bit.
Excellent.
Again, I mean, there's just
thank
no
you so much
for upstream thinking. If there are real reasons to believe that your watershed and the drinking water that your life depends on is being contaminated, then the right response is to get together with other people in your community and confront the polluters and get the drinking water cleaned up in the first place. That is ultimately what is going to keep us all safe, and it's what's going to protect and guard future generations who are going to also be relying on.
So if your municipality has lousy water, it's simply, get together with neighbors, organize, and get them to fix the water. That's all. If they're putting so many chemicals in it that it's undrinkable, there's something wrong with the basic source of that water. They shouldn't need that many chemicals. The waters have to be protected at the source. I mean, maybe one more phone call, and we'll have to go.
Now, listen. Okay, I'm in the market to buy some filters. One for the kitchen and one for the chlorine in the shower. Now, the one in the shower has a chemical called chlorogon, and she talks about that chemical or whatever that component is.
I think the question was about chlorination. Is that right?
He wants to take the chlorine out of the water, and there's a chemical called chlorogon that you can put on a shower. Does that work?
Oh, I don't know. That's a new one on me.
And we're going to have to leave it at that because we are out of time. I want to thank Ruth Kaplan and Sandra Steingraber. You've really hit a chord because since I've been taking phone calls, every line has been lit the entire time. People want to know about their water. So please go to those websites they were talking about and try to find a copy of Living Downstream by Sandra Steingraber. Some wonderful information in there. And I want to thank you both for being on Ecologic here on WBAI New York.
My pleasure. Thanks.
And we'll go out on, one of the songs I often go out on, which is Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Tap.